I'm trying to get used to the seeing the sun before 8 o'clock. It's kind of a cool thing. Well, I recently saw a press release in which Senator Coleman Young criticized you for posting the notice of a committee hearing without much notice. And from his perspective, it would once again, and I quote, attack Michigan's teachers without allowing public testimony on the legislation. I thought it only fair you have an opportunity to address this.
Well, thanks, Tony. I appreciate it. We've been talking about this for a fair amount of time amongst a lot of the different Republicans. I have been talking about it. We actually had 3 weeks of kind of people talking about it on the Senate floor, kind of preparing folks that there's a problem out there. And I called for one hearing last week just to kind of have Senate, what's called Senate Fiscal Agency, a nonpartisan group, kind of talk about the bill itself, kind of get it out there for folks to start listening and evaluating. And then I called for a full public hearing on April 11. While some people might still be on spring break, there's probably half a dozen of us. I got the biggest room I could in Lansing, and we're going to have public testimony on the 11th all day long from 10 a.m. to 4 in the afternoon for starters. And so I don't think I'm hiding anything. I've got more public testimony than most other pieces of legislation. And I give, my goal was to give lots of people lots of time to look at it, because this is a very serious issue. And if we don't do it right, you know, we only have one, I think, one chance to make some big changes, because the teacher retirement system is, it's not sustainable. It's heading, what I call heading for a cliff, because it's got an unfunded liability of about $50 billion with a B, dollars. So it's got serious trouble.
Well, I saw a story that teachers' retirement might cost more. Pay contribution could go up to 10%. Is that true?
I don't know that it would go to 10, but it has to go up. We have to ask more of the employees. And then the state has to figure out, you know, what are we going to do to help this thing stabilize and make sure the teachers that were promised a retirement, that we give that to them, what, at least what's fair, what we can afford. And then going even into the future, what are new teachers going to be seeing as far as retirement? It's going to change. It's got to change.
You know, those teachers are going to say, we've given up a lot already. We've gone through some cuts, and now you're going to take more from us.
They can say that, but I guess they ought to ask the question, if we do nothing, their retirement system can't sustain, and it will be bankrupt in my eyes, and maybe I'm wrong, but that's why we want to have some testimony about this. $50 billion, it's only got $35 billion in assets, and they're spending maybe $5 billion a year on paying out to the different retired teachers. You can't sustain that because we're only putting in $1.5 billion to $2 billion a year. So you're going to run out of money, and that's not fair to teachers who have been promised a retirement. So if I do nothing, it will run out of money, and the state and others are not going to put enough money into it to keep it going. So I don't think that's fair to teachers. So I think they ought to kind of step one step farther out, take a look at that, and ask those kinds of questions.
All right, to talk about this meeting, according to Senator Coleman Young, he says, and I quote, to post a committee notice for this type of punitive legislation, specifically state that the public testimony will not be allowed and is an undemocratic and offensive to the hardworking working teachers, blah, 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 blah. But I think the point he's trying to make is that you weren't going to allow public testimony. Did you change your mind?
No, not at all. I've announced to different folks that meeting we had last week. That's what he's talking about. The meeting we had last week, I was very specific. It was Thursday. Everybody's trying to get out of town. But what I said is I want at least the information out there for folks, the committee members. Senator Hood, I believe, was at the committee. He's a member of the committee. He's one of Senator Young's colleagues, so he was there. He was there the whole time, and all it was you know, it's kind of like the teacher presenting the information. It was, let's get it out there. Let's get copies of the bill. Let's get copies of what this nonpartisan group is saying about it, what it's going to do. So we kind of laid the information out there to help people prepare for which I was very vocal about on the 11th, was a very full day of hearings. So he's taking things out of really out of place. I think he's misusing information, and I think he is maybe doing this for a purpose, I would say a very selfish purpose. And so I think he ought to step back and say, hey, that's not my, you know, my role as a senator ought to be, I'm trying to help people engage in this thing. And he's just trying to create a division, which is, I think, very wrong. And that's what gets us in trouble in this state when we do things like that. So that was never my intent. That's not the way I'm doing it. You go back to kind of public record, and it's all there. So I just think he's taking it out of context.
Now, this is in regards to SB 1040?
SB 1040, correct.
Okay. Yep. Because he says, and we're going to have him on the program tomorrow, he says that the notice specifically stated no public testimony, and you said you say that that's not true.
Well, on the what he's saying is on the last Thursday, there was no public testimony. That's right, no testimony, because we had about a half hour before most people were trying to get out of town. And so my goal was get the information out there. The goal was not to have a debate on the bill yet. It was a goal to say, here's the information, here are the analysis that are available, and folks start thinking about what, you know, what information you need for starting on the 11th, which is lots of time for them to start asking questions, talk to Senate Fiscal Agency, talk to their, you know, people back home. And so on the 11th will be, about 6 hours of, for sure, testimony. So there was, on that day, yes, there was, it was not to, I didn't want people coming thinking that they were going to be able to testify and kind of waste their time. So the goal was just letting folks see the information. So I think we were trying to be very honest and very open and get the dialogue started. So, you know, again, I think he's misusing and misrepresenting.
Just interested to get your take on what's going on down in Detroit. The deadline is Thursday for Detroit to avoid having a manager placed in there, an emergency financial manager. What's your take on that story?
Well, you know, Senator Young is from that area. If this is the way he's working down there on things, then I would be very concerned about what they're doing and when they're doing it. I think there are good people in Detroit who want that city back to its greatness. And many of us, we've had Mayor Bing in the Republican caucus probably three times already. You know, it's trying to work with what are the issues, the regional transit, what people are talking about. I've co-sponsored the Cobalt Hall stuff as somebody from Grand Rapids. I've tried, you know, so there's a lot of us trying to help Detroit kind of help itself. And I don't think you're going to see much excitement of people trying to, you know, send a boatload of money into Detroit, but we are trying to give them every tool possible to kind of get back on their feet. And they have to do it, I would say, themselves. And I think the governor's trying to help with the financial manager, but doing it in a different way and trying to work together with them as much as possible. I think there's a lot of people who want to help as much as possible, but Detroit really has to step up themselves, its citizens. And you can't play, us against them kind of thing. We're trying everything we can to help as much as we can, but it's going to be in their hands.
Senator Jansen, I've always wondered, I'm from the Detroit area, I wonder if Grand Rapids is smarter than Detroit in regards to the people who run it, because when you first enter to downtown Grand Rapids, you just see the building. It's an explosion of building, growth, prosperity. And when you go to Detroit, you just see abandonment. And I've heard people tell me, well, West Michigan has a lot of folks with money who reinvest in their city, in their town. They get it. Well, I believe there's the same in the Detroit area, in downtown Detroit, but they've seen their money wasted by its leaders so often. You think that'll ever change?
I think Detroit has the capability if some of their leaders, and that the trouble is people think political leaders are their leaders sometimes, and that's not always true. I mean, you got to, like in Grand Rapids, it was a lot of the DeVos, Van Andel type families who were given a lot and they felt it was their moral obligation to give back to the community, that's what they did. But you know what? They didn't just hand it over. They said, you know what, we'll do half of it if you can come up with the other half. They did matching, I'll call it matching grants, but they did matching. You know, if you're able to find three others, we'll do this much. We need them to do this much. They never just gave it to people. It was very much a, we're going to do this together, and they're willing to put in maybe the first amount that is usually sometimes the hardest to get your hands on, and then find others to come in and match it. So West Michigan is very much a, you know, if you've been blessed, you got to give back to your community. And we have had kind of the some of those kinds of families who have said, we feel that responsibility, and then they've done it. And I think Detroit has that possibility to do that. They just probably have to focus on, you know, particular areas. Where do we start? Rather than try to do it all at once, maybe try to start in one particular area. And I think if they could go from there and bring in some private help of local leaders and other types of leaders, whether it's federal, state, whether it's community foundations, you name it, a little of everything, and then focus on that. A few years ago, I worked for Habitat. We did the Jimmy Carter build, and I think it was in 2005, and we did 20-some houses in one of your neighborhoods. It was a fantastic event, and then try to get the community to build around that. That was part of the work that was done. There are possibilities out there that are, you know, they're just lurking around the corner in the positive, and that's what Detroit needs. They need some true leaders, I think. And I got to tell you, I've been very impressed with Mayor Bing. I may not agree with all of his politics, but he's really trying to make some change there that, you know, Detroit really needs.
All right, final questions for you. There's two of them. Do you think that Michigan should be a right-to-work state, and do you think if that legislation was put on the governor's desk that he'd sign it?
Well, do I think it ought to be right-to-work? I told people I'm going to vote for it. I think it's going to take quite a, you know, amount of work to put on the ballot and things like that. So it really ultimately will be the citizens who decide this thing. And whether we did some kind of legislation, I don't know whether the governor will sign it. I've not talked to him, so I don't know the answer to that one. I've heard in, you know, like you, I've heard in the media different answers, I guess I would say, that I just think it depends on what is put on his desk, you know, what form it is in. And I know it's not his number one priority. This MEPSR school retirement, that is probably one of the top few on his list, because it is so serious, and if we don't fulfill our promises to the teachers of the past, you know, we have a moral responsibility to take care of this thing. So that is actually, I would consider, probably one of the highest things on the priority list for the state.
All right, Senator Jansen, thanks so much for your time. Enjoy your day.
Thanks, Tony.